Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Today we do the Christmas checklist, so we're going to play a game. The game is you've got the Christmas stocking by the chimney, even if you don't have a chimney, and you're going to put a bunch of concepts into the Christmas stocking, and then after we discuss the concepts, we're going to talk about how you can spend your money over the holiday in the name of health for you, your family, your friends, so you use it judiciously. And you got to understand, before you go out and buy an herb, before you go out and buy an infrared sauna, before you go out and buy anything you buy in the name of health, it's the concept that teaches you whether or not you're going to get a good spend for your dollar. So, the Christmas Checklist Show. Merry Christmas to you. I'm Santa Claus for the day. Here we go. Number one, if I use the word autonomic patency, after 82 shows, a year and a half, blood, sweat, and tears, do you, my audience, understand that terminology? I hope so. Autonomic patency, meaning what? Meaning that you go out, you spend your money on herbs, you listen to herbal programs, wonderful bits of information, you jot it down. If your autonomic nervous system is not functioning in balance, if you cannot initiate the parasympathetic nerve, if you cannot initiate the flow of current through your brain, down through your neck, through the vagus nerve, into each and every organ of your body, you're not getting your dollar for the herb. In fact, I might say you're wasting your money, but I don't want to be that harsh. It's Christmas. Point is, if you're locked into chronic illness, if you've got a symptom that just isn't responding and you don't understand autonomic patency, you must understand autonomic patency. You have to think of everything you do nutritionally and otherwise. It's just a tool. It's a subset. Don't turn herbs. Don't even turn nutrition into the whole book. Nutrition's just a chapter in the book. And honestly, it's one of the smaller chapters. If you're turning it into a volume when it's a chapter, you're making a big mistake. Do not do that. Now, autonomic patency. Go find a show anywhere in America where you hear someone talking about that regularly. You're not going to. So pat yourself on the back if you've got a concept, because this is way ahead of itself. And yet, the very essence of all natural medicine is for you to have the feeling in your body, the feeling, the physical feeling, something you can turn to your loved one and say, wow, I'm feeling something in my body, activate. This is not a joke. This is not quackery. Despite all the skepticism and innocence and ignorance and even vehemence towards concepts like energy, energy is real. And we are going into a millennium now that will prove that. We're going into a century that's going to prove that. So you want a 2013 that's on your side with an investment of your health dollar? Understand that all of these things that you're doing are to get you to a feeling that, well, I guess you got to just feel it to know it. And that's the problem. We're describing something that has to be experienced. But we got to start. And so let's start with autonomic patency. Next one, number two, structural patency. Structural patency. What does that mean? It means that when you were little and your dance teacher spent so much time trying to teach you how to move, they were looking for you to find your structural center. If you couldn't do it, you couldn't use your legs. those of you, the men, who have boxed, done martial arts, all those things that men do, even hunt, bow and arrow, all those things, begin with center. So when you box or you do the martial arts, the lower areas, the dantian, the center, the point from which the punch is generated, whether it's Western boxing or martial arts, doesn't matter. All the power in athletics are American Olympians each 4 years or so. The American Olympian is trained relentlessly in his particular sport based upon his ability to find center. A trainer will watch a runner. A boxing coach, a judo coach, a wrestling coach will watch an athlete and teach the athlete to find center through a variety of exercises and stretches and breath work, so on and so forth. And when the trainer, the coach, the guy you pay the big money to produce the athlete, when that coach sees center, they tell the athlete, you're starting to develop center. Now feel its result in your body. That's huge. Pilates, dance, Alexander technique, rolfing, Heller work, yoga. Hundreds of different exercises over the centuries we've given people so they can find their structural center. If you're having your neck adjusted and your thoracic spine and your low back adjusted by your chiropractor, although I think generally chiropractors are a million miles, functionally speaking, away from this concept, functionally speaking, because I don't think cracking a back is going to cut it. I think it's a nice tool. But the very essence of chiropractic was to develop your structural center. I think things like Pilates do an infinitely better job. So number two on the list, do you understand? Do you have a sense of structural patency? Autonomic patency, structural patency. Patency means flow. Patency means all the parts are in order. Patency means everything is where it's supposed to be, and you can feel, again, feel, not in your head, but in your body. You can feel your structure in your center. You can feel your autonomic nerves working. The third patency, biliary patency, there's a big one. Central concept. Merry Christmas to you if you've got these, if you own them. If you're listening, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I encourage everyone for the next year or two or ten to get to my website, download the articles, download the shows, listen to the shows again. This is an educational forum on radio that I don't think we can communicate as well through any other media form. Biliary patency, what does that mean? It means when you do these liver and gallbladder flushes, when you tell your friends to do them, when you tell your doctor that you did one, what are we trying to say from the guts of science to the public? That when you enhance the rate at which bile, green stuff, comes out of your body into the toilet, whether it's coffee enemas or whether it's the olive oil flushes, effectively what you're doing is leveraging a physiological principle. And that is, when the blood is dirty with the things that cause you illness, cancers and everything else, when your blood is dirty with that, if the suction cup you call your liver and the plumbing system you call your gallbladder and your bile ducts can move the garbage out of the blood fast enough, then the brain does not have to tell the blood to deposit those carcinogens in your breast, in your prostate, in your organs, that there is a prioritization with garbage, that the brain, one of its functions through the autonomic nerves is to manage the waste. Waste disposal is a big deal in the body. And whether it's the waste that you're supposed to make or the waste that you eat with trans fats, hydrogenated fats, garbage meat, so on and so forth, whether it's exogenous, meaning waste coming in from the outside, or waste that your body just makes, if it builds up too high a concentration in the blood, the body will go into overdrive to move it out of the blood. It'll take it out the kidney. It'll take it out the skin. It'll take it out mostly through the bile ducts. And when the bile ducts get sluggish, which does not mean they don't work, as long as your feces is brown, brown-green, your bile ducts are flowing. This is why medical doctors and hardcore scientists, conservative scientists, object to all this, what they call nonsense. We all flow bile. We make about a quart a day. And that bile, if it's not flowing, as we see in hepatitis, as we see in pancreatic or liver cancer, if the bile doesn't flow, the feces turns white or yellow. Some of you have had hepatitis, and you know what that looks like. You've known people with different forms of biliary or pancreatic cancer. It blocks the bile ducts, and the feces turns white or yellow. You understand that in your everyday experience, and that's really when you're not producing and flowing bile. And so you're going to hear that a lot of this biliary patency is nonsense. No, it's not. It's not nonsense, and I'm not crazy. If you go into the books and you study, what you're going to find is rates, R-A-T-E-S, rates of biliary flow. So we may call optimal when you're 15 years old, 100%. And then when you're 30, you're down to 80%. And when you're 40, you're at 75%. When you're 70, you're at 50%. Now, somebody way up there in a big white chair is calling 50%, 50% flow, half the bile that you once blew through your body. They're calling that normal for your age. That is a nonsense statement. It's nonsense. And that's where they make a mistake in conservative science. As long as biliary flow reduces to an appreciable level, guarantee yourself the brain is looking at the fact that you cannot remove poison fast enough from the blood through the biliary system because it's clogged, and it's sending that poison into your breast fat, all the lipophilic or fat-soluble garbages in your blood will go and find fat in the body, fat in the organs, fat in the breast, fat in the head. The whole body's made of fat. And so you begin to chelate or stain. You stain the fat in your body, which is your body, with all the little poisons and carcinogens. And you start to create a stench around the cell. Now, if you have an interference field there, in other words, if you have a scar and you're further deprived of flow, or your psyche down there in your ovary, or your penis, or your kidney, or your liver, or your heart, or your thyroid, if your organ itself is deprived because of a scar, a physical scar, or if the tissues are short and inflexible and structurally twisted, and you add to the fact that you're chelating all this fat, toxic lipophilic substances that might otherwise just purge out through the bile ducts, you're going to create a time bomb, and that's what we do. We don't call it that. We call it a disease, a symptom, a cancer. Mark my words, at the base of biliary patency is real science. Number four, are you sure, are you certain that your blood sugar is under 100 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Do you exist in a ketogenic place? Ketogenic. Do you balance your blood sugar by burning fat? Or do you balance your blood sugar by stuffing down carbs? The proof of a low insulin, low blood sugar existence abounds in the literature. The future of medicine will support the ketogenic diet. No doubt, no two ways about it. Get rid of the carbs. I've been saying this for 15 years. I've been saying this long before a lot of people have been saying this. Believe me. We're just coming out of, into 2013, this myopia about veganism, this myopia about vegetarianism, this myopia about grain-fed diets. Let the hogs eat the grain. Get away from it. At least 80, 85%. remember, nothing that makes sense is about dogma. So if you want your dessert, and if you want a little bit of oatmeal in the morning, and if you want whatever you want, that croissant from France that you just can't give up on that vacation in Europe, have a party. Understand balance. But balance means pejoratively that in 24 hours a day across 7 days a week, which is 168 hours in a week, that over 80, 90% of the time your blood sugar is under 100. Do that and have a healthier, longer life. Because the minute the insulin spikes, because you're eating too much carb, insulin creates inflammation. And you guys all know, just check 83 shows today. Every single disease in your family, in you, every symptom, everybody, get this. Really put this on your thinking cap. Get it into your head. If you line up 100,000 people with 100,000 different diseases and you ask a bunch of pathologists, guys with PhDs in pathology from Harvard, to talk about the cells in each of those defective organs, in each of those defective people with each of those defective diseases, and you ask those pathologists to examine the cells in 100,000 people before the disease starts, they will all be in a state of chronic inflammation. The answer and the key to preventing disease is right in front of our face. Right there. It's so much simpler. It relies upon for you, the listener, to understand a part of you that's a little different than what you might associate to your intelligence. It asks you to understand depth of knowledge, not factual accumulation, depth of knowledge. Profound statements, profound insights, profound choices do not move at the speed of light. We have evolved a culture that is continually addicted to this notion that fast is best, that intelligence is acquisition of data at light speed and spitting it back out at light speed. This is nonsense. It is a sin. It is a mortal sin. It is the end of modern man. It is disrespectful to nature, disrespectful to our heritage, disrespectful to God. So amidst all this nonsense about what causes disease is a simple observation that I promise you, pathology, and if you're into pathology, if you know pathologists, if you know the people that study the science of the cell, get them to this show. Bring them together in unison to understand and to join together and basically say what we already know, that before you have disease, you have an inflammatory cascade. And one of the great drivers of it is high insulin. All the nonsense about Alzheimer's, and we already know there is so much research behind the fact that its prerequisite is high insulin. Alzheimer's is sugar. Now, why? Catch this, and welcome to 2013. Get this. The problem when you make a statement like high sugar, high insulin, is deeply associated to Alzheimer's. The problem with that is some, I'll be kind and say, other opinion comes in and says, no, you see, you can't say that insulin, high insulin drives Alzheimer's because I know a guy that's 95 and he's eating sugar every day and we don't really see that eating a lot of sugar and keeping your insulin high is effectively what drives it, because we've got so many people that do that that don't get Alzheimer's. Do you understand? That is the argument you consistently hear, and it completely skews reality. Now, what do I mean? I mean this. When you have high insulin, when you have any stressor in the body, any stressor, biliary imbalance, structural imbalance, autonomic imbalance, they are stressors to the body, deep stressors. You look at them as powerful stressors. And when you add these stressors to other stressors, the cell is under enormous stress. Number one, no two cells have in the sense of the totality of stress, no two cells have the same amount of stress. But the total amount of stress will finally start to break the strands of DNA. And where they break the strands of DNA, in result, in response to the totality of stress, is what you call your genetic tendency. So high insulin creates inflammation. It may result in gangrenous diabetes in one person, and it may result in Alzheimer's in another person. It may result in chronic fibromyalgia in a third person. It may result in cancer in a fourth person. But in every single case, what you're seeing is a very powerful driver of disease break a person's DNA sequence where that person is weak relative to the other one. You have to understand that. So when the doctor says, Charlie, you got Alzheimer's, Mr. Reagan, Ronald Reagan, American hero, you got Alzheimer's because of your genes. It had nothing to do with cornflakes in the morning. When they say that, they're only partly correct. They're not understanding the pathogenesis of illness. That in fact, you have to shift your concept to disease as a function of multiple stresses breaking down the cell into the DNA, and where it breaks your DNA versus your sister's DNA versus Ronald Reagan's DNA versus the Pope's DNA is specific to their genes. Now, if you got that, then you have the synthesis or the biogenesis of disease. But what does it come down to? If you took out the stressors, high insulin being a massive stress to the body, you're going to greatly reduce. And if you reduce enough of the stressors, you're going to greatly reduce your incidence of disease. Long-winded, yes. But it's the truth. Autonomic patency, structural patency, biliary patency, patency through your blood sugar. Now your Christmas stocking. What are you going to put in your Christmas stocking? First, you're going to stuff these concepts. And then you're going to go out and buy somebody an AccuCheck at the drugstore, $100 or so, and you start measuring your blood sugar. You're going to go out and spend $10 on a coffee enema kit, and you know where to get them. You're going to go download somebody's olive oil flush, and you're going to do it. You're going to buy somebody 12 bottles of Urivin, U-R-I-V-E-N, used to be called bladder complex. You're going to take 18 capsules of it. You're going to open those capsules. You're going to put them in 32 ounces of warm water, about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. You're going to shake it up, maybe flavor it a little bit with licorice or something. And you're going to drink that throughout the day over a 12-hour period away from food. In other words, you're going to clean your kidney. Just like you're going to clean your liver and gallbladder. So put those bottles in the Christmas stocking. Some form of a cleanse, a colon cleanse, a kidney cleanse, a liver gallbladder cleanse, a coffee enema kit, an AccuCheck. Stuff it into the Christmas stocking. Number 5, are you connected to your anthropology? I tell you guys stories. I don't exaggerate on this show with my stories. Vikings. Men taller than the door arch, 6'7", 6'8". Travelers, eyes blue, glaring like the stars at night, right through and straight into your soul. Giant Aryans, or Africans, the Maasai, or Eskimos. People who have retained, and so many of us have retained, a deep and abiding connection to 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. And you lived nomadically. You lived through your intuitive senses, and now you're stuffed. Stuffed under fluorescent lights into small, tiny rooms filled with garbage computers, doing things that are mindless for a corporation that just spits you back out as soon as they can, undercuts your pay. And where's your social security? And where's your integrity? And then we drug you 10, 15, 20 pharmaceutical drugs by the time you're 70. And then we have health care, or barely we have health care. And then you die in a hospital under a fluorescent light in a stinking, smelling room. And this is what we do to the kings and the warriors of 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Men who fought, women who bled, people who were in communion with nature, truly in communion with God. And you're walking around today, and you're walking into offices looking for answers to health problems. And the only problem you have is you're not and no longer connected to your anthropology, connected to your ancestry. From the Highlanders to the Maasai to the Eskimos to the Mongols, across the globe, every city, state, country of the world has a relationship with a living in existence that was much, much more connected to Mother Earth. And that we've lost that. We've lost our anthropology. And we have used science, sometimes maliciously, to exceed our common sense, to exceed our cellular intelligence, to exceed what our soul and our intuitive faculty is telling us is the way we're supposed to live. And I can see it in your eyes, so many of you. The root of natural medicine is truly about living a certain way that connects you to your anthropology. Put that one in your Christmas stocking. And when you choose your foods, are you eating intuitively? Do you understand what the word intuitive means? It is a feeling, not from your head, not the feeling that makes you get sick on sugar. It is a feeling that does not come from an emotion, fear, anger, rage, sadness, grief, worry. It is a feeling that comes from something deeper than emotion that your body, not your head, knows is the correct choice. Do you eat that way? First of all, if you're going to eat that way, you have to clean your palate. First of all, if you're going to eat that way, you have to give up garbage food. You can't possibly connect to your intuitive faculty when your taste buds are being chemically seduced. You understand that with a higher degree in science, in chemistry, there's something called food chemistry. You can make a pretty good living out there figuring out how to manipulate people's taste buds away from their cellular intelligence. And this is what every corporation that makes a food in the world, from cornflakes all the way up to chocolate, spends lots of money doing. And this is not in your best interest, because what it does is it skews your intuitive faculties so that your digestive system, your intestinal villi that are clamoring, that are begging for nutrition, are being seduced through the taste buds for things that do nothing but inflame and destroy. So when you cross the threshold, again, threshold, critical mass. When you start to purify, your intuitive faculties begin to open, and your taste buds disappear, and your intuitive connection to food begins to resurrect. So number six, are you eating intuitively? Number seven, for some of you, I would recommend going and finding mountains. Go to Fiji. You can find land in Fiji for $10,000 for what it costs on a credit card. You can live on an island for an entire year. All of Southeast Asia, Polynesia, yes, there are safe islands. Down off the coast of Brazil, there are safe islands. Even in the Mediterranean, there are safe islands. There are safe havens all over the world where you can reconnect yourself. There are safe havens all over the United States and Canada and Mexico where you can reconnect yourself. Guatemala, Costa Rica, El Salvador, safe, cheap, dirt cheap places where if you're sick enough and you've got to get away, you can reconnect yourself to the Earth's biofield. The Earth's biofield, minus the point, minus electromagnetic radiation. How we are overlooking the fact that we're turning our entire city of Los Angeles into a cell phone. Now, I don't mean that you can put a cell phone to your ear and use it and then put it away and say, I'm cell phone free. I'm talking about the totality of all the magnetic fields, the man-made harmful electromagnetic frequencies across the gamut, ones we can measure and others we can't measure. The sum total of all those magnetic fields across the sky, Earth, Moon, and stars, hitting our heads in the city of Los Angeles, is like being on a cell phone all day long. That is where we're going. Many of you live in places that are already like that, and you don't know it. And then we sit there like ignorant sheep and say, gee, how did we get sick? If we had enough honesty out there, I'm certain we would close down certain sections of the city. But of course, the public doesn't hear these things. Thank God we still live in America, where I hope we preserve our Constitution and the right to speak freely and intelligently, as long as we don't trample on other people's right to do the same. But as long as we live in America, we have the right to say you're not getting the truth about EMF. Now, we've got solutions, and we'll get to them. So what are you going to put in your Christmas stocking? Well, one thing you're going to put in your Christmas stocking is a book by a guy named Smokey Santillo. He wrote a book called Intuitive Eating. He's a master nutritionist, 30, 40 years of doing everything there is to do, asking himself, like I do and others, how to improve the general health of the population. So he writes a book. So go get that book, Smokey Santillo, Intuitive Eating. Get online and go to a company called F as in Frank, W as in William, Bell as in Ding Dong, FW Bell, and buy a triaxial Gauss meter. Buy model 4180. Cost you $300. Use it for the rest of your life. Use it for the rest of your life. A Gauss meter measures a form, not all, but a type of electromagnetic frequency that's extremely harmful. If you have a hairdryer to your head because you work in a hair salon, if you're an auto mechanic and you're using tools all day, if you're at a computer all day, if you just happen to be in a place where there's much current running because of machines, medical technologies, etc. Get yourself for Christmas, stuff it into your stocking, your dad's stocking, your brother's stocking, your child's stocking, a triaxial Gauss meter. So when they rent an apartment and they go to sleep at night and they pay top dollar and good hard-earned money, they're not putting their head right next to the junction box, the electrical box, and spewing these harmful rays into their head. And another thing, do not be overly, be careful with technologies that claim that they counter these fields. People are trying to build devices to counter radiation, little necklaces to wear, things to tie onto this and to that. And these are good and they're well-intentioned. The word's not in yet. We don't know how much science there really is behind this. It is a well-intentioned attempt on the part of very sincere people to help a very bad problem. But I have a better solution. And if you can apply it, it works. It's called getting away from it. It's called knowing where radiation is. Take the car seat on a winter day, turn on the electrical field as the seat heats itself, and measure it with a Gauss meter. When you buy a car, measure it with a Gauss meter. When you go into an apartment you want to rent, measure it with a Gauss meter. Take the Gauss meter, put it on your pillow. Take the Gauss meter and scan your house, the house that you're thinking of buying. Go to your workplace and go into different rooms and see what the readings are. You will be shocked. And if you drive a lot, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 hours a day on the freeways, you'll probably quit your job. I kid you not. And it's not just for people who live in low-income houses. You can spend millions on a house, millions, and fry your brain in the worst form of magnetic threat man has ever known. You have to remember why this is so high, EMF. The book, Cross Currents, by Becker. Cross Currents, The Perils of Electromagnetic Pollution. This is not something, if you are asking Con Edison, Southern California Edison, to give you insight into this, if you have a neighbor that thinks that that's the thing to do against the research that's out there, feel comfortable at telling your neighbor, your friend, your whoever, your churchgoer, to go out and get their head examined. If you have to use words that strong, if you have to go under their skin, feel free to do so. Because you truly, in 2013, need to have your head examined if you are not taking radiation very, very, very seriously. The body can defend itself against many things. The body has evolved in conjunction with stresses to the cell like microbes, which it knows how to defend against. It doesn't understand how to defend itself against radiation. So people try to create simple solutions, countercurrent measures. And cheers to them. I have a better idea. Get away from it after you figure out where it is. So stuff a FW Bell triaxial 4180 Gauss meter into your Christmas stocking. Books. Christmas books. The first one, a subscription to my show. And I'll say not much more about that. But for the dollar, for 20 cents a show, you get a lot. Do it. And if you can do more than that, come to my school. I am proving a model, little by little by little, that over 12 months at 6 to 8 hours every 6 weeks, you can learn enough to make smarter, dramatically smarter choices with your health. So get on my website, straighttalk.cc. Please continue as you are to tell your friends about it and buy the subscription. Sally Fallon, Nourishing Traditions. Wonderful book. If you're going to get one book stuffed under the Christmas tree, into the Christmas stocking, that teaches you why you should eat what you're eating, the history of it, how to make it. And Sally Fallon is gourmet. No, it's not the health food that they serve in most of these places. It all tastes like grass. It's horrid. Health food and the restaurants and the gourmet places, they just don't cut it. This is why a lot of people don't do it. It's got to taste better. Better than that steak you had at Ruth Chris. It's got to taste better than that dessert you had at Earth Cafe. It's got to taste better, and it can, and it does, and Sally Fallon has put it together. So get that book, Sally Fallon, Nourishing Traditions, a subscription to the Weston Price Institute. Weston Price, dentist, nutrition and physical degeneration, landmark book. Get that book. Weston Price, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. Get that book. Or buy, even better, a subscription to the Weston Price Institute. Chiropractors, acupuncturists, medical doctors, osteopaths, PhDs in different sciences, all coming together all over the world to talk about what the research and the clinical experience shows. And they'll all talk about the ketogenic diet, the meat-fat diet, the primal diet, the paleo diet. And keep in mind, with these raw meat-fat diets, there's lots of variations from Dr. Marshall's to Lord and Cordain's to Agnes von der Planitz to the slew of these guys. They're all talking about the same thing, but everybody's going to claim that the spin they have on it is the spin. I won't comment on that, but I will comment on get the primary point. That meat and fat are the way to go. I don't think anybody is illustrating this in a fuller way than Weston Price. And that ketogenic diet, it's just got so much hard science behind it. Hans Selye, The Stress of Life. I started the show with autonomic patency. If you want to give that to yourself, you must give it to your children for the future. Because our autonomic nervous system is under attack. And we are becoming deranged by stress. We are taking the best and the brightest and we're twisting them metaphorically upside down and inside out. And then sitting there surprised when they flip. We're stupid. This is ignorant. This is not the way to look at the world. We're doing something that the animals, okay, would be best advised to teach us to get back to. And that's a connection with our neurological track. Hans Selye, in the book, The Stress of Life, taught us about this in the 50s. We've had 70 years, 60 years of using words like autonomic balance, and the public is still not getting it. You are not the public. You are ahead of the curve if you listen to this show. Take it a step further. Get the book. Stuff it into your Christmas stocking. It's a little technical, but you can understand it. Core Energetics. Core Energetics by John Perakos, a psychiatrist, a protege of Wilhelm Reich, who was a protege of Sigmund Freud, who basically said you can sit there on a couch and be verbalized all day long by a shrink, by a psychologist. And if they don't recommend you prescription drugs, which they generally do today, which is another farce, at least if they talk to you, you're better off. But the point of Core Energetics, John Perakos, was unless you go to the body, you cannot take out the cell memory. Look up that article on my show last week about the rats and the imprint of cell memory in relationship to endorphins that you can produce to dissolve cell memory. So that if you've suffered trauma, horrid trauma, trauma you don't want to talk about on radio, that you can truly get to the other side of it. From the neck down, you can get to the other side of it. You can expunge the imprint into the physiology and the biofield of the cell through a functional system. And that's what Core Energetics by John Perakos, a psychiatrist, an MD psychiatrist, was about. Stuff that into a Christmas stocking. You want to talk about hope? The exercise of faith? Put that book of a man's 5 decades of dedication and knowledge into that Christmas stocking. Robert Assagioli, Psychosynthesis. Robert Assagioli on how to deal with a super gifted child. Lots of you moms have indigo kids. Indigo, I-N-D-I-G-O, indigo kids. Kids that are ahead of themselves. Kids that are precocious. Kids that are prodigious. Kids that just know more than they should know. Kids that see more than that they should see. And what do you think that kid turns into under the bane of radiation, under the bane of an ecosystem that's dying, under the bane of all sorts of filth and lies and crime and deviation and aberration that we're not evolved to live with? It's how we destroy our children. This concept now about the kids, what we're going to do for the kids, it's beyond me because the answer's right in front of our face. Bring them back. Bring education back. Bring parenting back to understand how to mediate to the super gifted kid. Make that the model. Because that's what evolves the culture. Robert Assagioli gave his life to that. He was a psychiatrist, a medical doctor. Psychosynthesis was his functional model of how to work to the highest part of the self. Psychosynthesis was a model that Assagioli produced to teach teachers, educators, how to work with children that had that edge. And there are so many of them being brought into the world today to solve so many of problems that we didn't have traditionally. That's Robert Assagioli, Psychosynthesis. Shifting gears to microbes. I've done a lot of shows on microbes, infections, infections that don't respond to antibiotics, infections that don't respond to vaccines, infections that don't respond to herbs, diseases that are infectiously based that nobody tells you about, meaning your heart disease may be an infection, cancer, your specific brain cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer may just be an infection. Understand, microbes are way more the challenge. Microbes are way more the challenge because they think, because they have an intelligence. And anybody in microbiology that truly understands what's going on thinks of microbes as having tremendous biochemical intelligence. It means that it's almost ludicrous that we sit back as pharmaceutical scientists and try to dummy up with drugs and et cetera that outsmart these things. Well, I got to tell you, it's almost triple the truth about herbs. Microbes beat the herb every time. An herb is merely a tool. It's a bullet. An herb is merely a bullet. But that doesn't mean the bullet hits the microbe. An herb is merely a bullet. It doesn't mean the bullet is shot out of a gun. So don't overestimate the power of the herb. An herb is a necessary. An herb is a necessary. An herb is a necessary but not necessarily sufficient variable in overcoming infection. because infections go into biofilms. And once a chronic infection goes into a cocoon, forget the herb, which doesn't mean don't do the herb, which doesn't mean don't spend money on the herb. It means that if you're just looking at the infection, the chronic infection, from the standpoint of, oh, I'll get it, I spent the money on the herb, you're wasting your money. The book, Plague Time, Plague Time, by Paul Ewald. Stuff it into your Christmas stocking. Paul Ewald, Paul Ewald, Plague Time. How infections cause cancer, heart disease, and many other types of autoimmune problems. Those bugs, I tell you, biochemically are smarter and quicker on the gun. They're quicker on the snap than we are. Why? All they understand is flipping genes. They flip genes because they're less complex, much faster than humans do. So their micro size becomes an advantage. Their lack of complexity is an advantage. But because they're alive, they're dynamic and adaptive. You see? You got to get that one. That book, Paul Ewald, Plague Time. Jared Diamond, Pulitzer Prize winner, famous for his book Guns, Germs, and Steel. Jared Diamond, The Third Chimpanzee. Another book, teaching you what anthropological man, when he went from hunter-gatherer to agrarian, suffered across seven continents in ways through forensic testing we cannot argue with. Very important book, along with The Great Cholesterol Lie by Dwight Lundell. Cholesterol. How many people are still stuck on this? My cholesterol's high. The doctor says I need a statin drug because my cholesterol's high. And they scare you half to death. Get that book. It's an e-book. It's $45. Dwight Lundell is a retired grandfather. He's a cardiac surgeon. Thousands and thousands of surgeries. He's a graduate of Yale. You can't argue with his credentials. He doesn't care anymore. He wrote the book to tell you the truth. Put it in your Christmas stocking. The Rule of Four. A contribution I've made. The Rule of Four. To understand in any given moment, I'll say a mouthful, your health, your symptom, your disease is a compilation of four variables. Your emotions, your structure, meaning your flexibility, the physical scars in your physical body, and last but not least, your blood chemistry. Structure, blood chemistry, physical scars, and psyche. The Rule of Four. You want to understand any illness, how to approach any illness, go into those variables. Test them within yourself. Get a sense of them. Ratio them out. Is it more emotion and less blood chemistry? Is it more blood imbalance and less emotion? Figure it out. It's the model that you take to your illness. It's a theme of every show I've done. And next to that, I don't think anything is important. If you're trying to dig yourself out of the hellhole and you're not looking at your body comprehensively, comprehensive means this. Your symptom, your disease, needs to be addressed on four levels in some code specific to you. So I'll keep it simple. If you've got chronic neck pain and you clench your teeth at night because you don't like your marriage or your job, don't you think that that's the root of it more than what some chiropractor or massage therapist is going to do? At the same time, if you rolled your car three or four times over the last 20 years down the side of a hill, don't you think that remediating those scars is a little bit more important than cleaning your diet? And that they all work together as you unfold or peel the onion. That to get to your scars, you might have to clean your diet. That to get to your psyche, you might have to clean your diet. That these four variables work in reciprocity with each other. And unless you have someone orchestrating that reciprocal relationship, you are going to spin in a less than elegant way down the health highway. I kid you not, the Rule of Four. Put that concept in your Christmas stocking. pH paper. Go buy some. Get the book, The Calcium Factor by Carl Reich. Get the book, Acid Alkaline by Herman Ihara. Move your pH into the green. Check my show on pH to understand that pH is just, it's a lot more than Carl Legend. Much more than Carl. And Carl might be the first line of defense. It's the best thing you could do to move it. But if you don't move it, don't sit there and say, I took the Carl. My God, I don't understand why my pH didn't move. Don't say that. Take the Carl Legend. Put it into your body as a means of taking dollar for dollar, ounce for ounce, probably the best thing on the green earth that you can use to move your pH. But if it doesn't happen, and you look for your tooth infections, and you look for other obvious things, understand the word pH is infinitely deeper. If you don't have a gallbladder, how are you going to get your pH up? If you don't exercise, if you're overweight and inflamed systemically because of the fat, if your thoughts are negative, I've done a whole 60 minutes on pH. There are hundreds of reasons. Get it in a deeper perspective. Cranial rhythms. Cranial rhythms. Do you understand what I mean? The brain has a ventricular system that pumps cerebral spinal fluid. The pumping of that cerebral spinal fluid is in relationship to the pumping of the dural tissue, which is in relationship to the breath, which is in relationship to the autonomic nerve flow, which is in relationship to symmetry in the bite. So from symmetry in the bite to the dural tissue to the autonomic nervous system to the ventricular system of the brain, we have a cranial rhythm in the body. And the minute you lose that, your hypothalamus, the central director of all that occurs in every cell, goes to sleep. It gets stupid. Priming the hypothalamus to a higher functionality is what health is about. It's why the guy with the thick neck, all his teeth, a symmetrical jaw that doesn't clench is going to have health. And it's why somebody with a thin neck, a crooked bite, head trauma, and a hypothalamus that went to sleep 30 years ago is going to live a life of illness. They're going to take a wheelbarrow's worth of supplements, and they're going to get a thimbleful's worth of effect out of that. But you've got to reach deeper and understand the cranial system. You have to have a real experience in your body. And if you haven't, then this is just useless rhetoric. When you talk to somebody conceptually, if they don't take the concept to their physical experience, it's a half-truth. This is so different than how we understand acquisition of data. We can sit here and talk to you about the merits of Carl Legend or any herb, and we can write the book on it, and you can get that off the internet, and you can get that off some publication. It's not conceptual. Conceptual knowledge turns to functional choices, and those functional choices is where the rubber meets the road. Get that. I hope you do. Concepts of joint rehabilitation. You're up for a joint replacement, as many people are. Knees, shoulders, hips, etc. More and more and more. And we do you a favor today. At 60 rather than 75, we suggest to do the other joint. Not just one, but two. Because if one goes, we know the second one will go. And since we don't want to hit you with a deep, important surgery 15 years later when you're older, why not take out your both knees now? It has become the standard of care. It is approaching a standard of care in the medical model. Approaching, not completely, but lots of surgeons look at it that way. When what you've got to do is get your center, understand flexibility, understand strengthening the tendon, understand the autonomic nervous system, understand cross-fibering out the joint, the scars in the joint, so you can get, okay, fresh blood and freshly drained lymph and freshly drained blood through the venous system out of tissues that are scarred. See my show on joint rehab. Any of you with any joint concern, it's way more supplement, it's way less supplement oriented than you think, and way more about functional concepts coming from multiple places. Your teeth. Stuff into your Christmas stocking a consultation gift to your favorite dentist. Hit the teeth for Christmas. Cavities, crowns, root canals, implants, TMJ, adjusting the bite. It's its own medicine. It's a separate part of the body that you have to remember to put on your Christmas checklist. And then insight into each one, not that I'll go into it today, but keep that on the list. And if for Christmas you haven't gone or your loved one hasn't gone, send them. Sleep. Where's your sleep at? Put earplugs in the Christmas stocking. Put night blinds in the Christmas stocking, meaning fix the lighting in the house. Go out and buy a new mattress. Go out and take the time to get a new pillow. Go to the best five-star hotel you can find, the one you love the most. Lie down on that bed and say, I want a bed like that. And then go out and get one. Put into your sleep what you need to put into your sleep. So that if it's broken, you fix it. So that if it's not enough time, you amend it. So that you begin to get up in the morning, and unless you bounce out of bed with energy, you look to your sleep and perfecting it over time. Anything sleep-related is worth stuffing into your Christmas stocking. And what about breath? I did a show on the power of breath. Breath by itself can shift you into autonomic patency. And that's why breath is life, and that's why breath is a subtext to so many different models in structural medicine. Remediating your scars. That means taking a scar to the point where you feel energy flowing through the tissue. Energy. And what do we mean by energy? That warm feeling that pulses through the body. And last but not least, taking the concept of that warm feeling to your relationship with God, so that God becomes a visceral, physical, body-centered experience. The true meaning of science, the true meaning of natural health. Last but not least, put love in that Christmas stocking. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. Merry Christmas to you.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.